dancing.
He's having you on. He's booking a bounce.
Thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox, right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs every Sunday breakfast, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. on Siren 107.3 FM. The music in the show has been edited for this streamlined podcast version. We hope you will enjoy the show and get in touch at Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. Check it out, get in touch, sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. Apologies for the slight delay in starting today's Sunday breakfast show, but we are here. My name's Kai Valentine. I'm here, as always, with the lovely Miss Maisie Anderson.
Good morning.
Oh, it's been a morning, hasn't it, Maisie?
It's been interesting.
It's been very, very interesting. And that's where we go into our first segment of the morning, and that is, can you believe that? That's where we ask, can you believe that a news story has happened this week? Well, it's not exactly a news story.
I don't think I would call it newsworthy.
But I tell you what, we didn't have a can you believe that on when we set off this morning.
No, we did not.
But we did when we got here because, yes, we just got locked out of the studio for... we were here on time and the door was locked when we got here. Not sure what's happening there, but a big thank you to the University of Lincoln security team for getting us in swiftly and smoothly. But we need to take a deep breath, I think, Maisie, don't we?
Yeah, we need to regroup.
So today it is the 30th of October.
Ooh.
And that means that it is Halloween Eve.
Because Hallow's Eve is still Halloween.
Oh.
Halloween is the eve of the turning of the things.
So it's Hallow's Eve.
Yeah. By the way, that ooh sound, that's the extent of our sound effects today.
And as you've probably heard by our tone of voice here, myself and Maisie are from Yorkshire, so the day before Halloween is actually slightly different in our neck of the woods.
Is it?
Is it? Oh, no, is that...
No, that's the night before my birthday.
Is that the night before Bonfire Night?
Night before Bonfire Night, November 4th. We do not condone Mischief Night, and anyone from the South does not know what we're talking about.
No, not a clue. So, we're talking about Halloween here today. You can get in touch and let us know all about your history of Halloween, your favourite costumes, why you like it, why you enjoy it, why... maybe you don't.
I know a few people who don't,
and one of them will be on at 10 a.m. this morning, and that is... Tracy, Sunday girl. I was talking to her earlier this morning about it. So I'm sure you'll hear a little bit about that at 10 a.m. this mm-hmm. morning. So when we finish, make sure you stick around for Sunday girl. But I think, Maisie, it's time for us to regroup, take another song,
yes.
Take a deep breath, and we will be back after this. Have you got something lined up there, Maisie?
Oh, I do indeed.
What have you got lined up?
I have lined up something that you suggested.
Oh, okay.
This is Thriller by Michael Jackson. We'll be right back after this.
Thank you.
to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was Thriller, Michael Jackson, which, cheap plug here, you'll be able to hear once again tomorrow night for Legends on Siren FM at 10 p.m. We are paying tribute to Michael Jackson, and we have the fantastic Dan Wilson coming in to perform Thriller live in the studio.
Ooh.
Ooh. That's, like we said, that's the extent of our sound effects this morning.
Only in part.
We'll have to see whether there's any Halloween sound effects
I'm
on the
system. Sure, there is. I'm terrible at getting them in the getting them sorted.
So you're listening to Squabblebox Sunday Breakfast here on Siren FM, and we're talking all about Halloween today.
Yay!
Yes, we're a little bit early, but who cares?
To be fair, I've seen people, because Halloween falls on a Monday this year. A lot of people have been going out throughout the weekend.
Yeah, which makes sense.
It makes sense.
When do you think... Why doesn't it make sense?
No, it does. Oh, right, I'm agreeing with you.
When do you think is the right time? Because sometimes... Like, I've had some kids turn up at my door in... I remember back in Huddersfield, two kids turned up at our door in, August.
Yeah, we had that. We had our next-door neighbours coming over for sweets.
Just in tracksuit bottoms and a T-shirt and just turning up and going, trick-or-treat. And you go...
To be fair,
it's August.
I also grew up on a street where kids would go around with buckets claiming to be collecting for charity.
Oh.
Yeah, just because they wanted some stuff from the shop. So
the wonderful joys of Huddersfield, ladies and gentlemen. So, Halloween, when do you think is the right time, the earliest time that you can go out trick-or-treating?
I would say the weekend before.
Yeah.
Wherever the weekend before is, that's the appropriate time.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Because say that Halloween's on a really awkward day, like a Wednesday, then I think the weekend before then is probably okay.
Yeah.
And the weekend after then as well.
So did you used to go out trick-or-treating a lot?
No, I only went for myself. I only went once.
Oh, right.
And I want to make it clear, for myself, not by myself. I went with a group of friends, and this was something that me and my friends were talking about the other day, because this was there was an image going around... the internet amongst my close friends of just a picture of a witch's mask and a bin bag.
Okay.
And underneath it was of like every mum, and underneath it was the words, every mum in Yorkshire has given this costume to their child.
Yeah.
Because everyone I know has at some point been given a bin bag and a mask and told to go trick-or-treating. Because I had that one year. Although my bin bag, I didn't wear it. I put it around my neck like a cape.
Do you know my go-to Halloween costume was always get an old black shirt and cut the sleeves off of it and rough it up a little bit, and then go to Wilkinson's or other high street shops are available for and go get some paint, not like wall paint, like body paint.
Acrylic.
Yeah,
acrylic
sort of.
Paint or body paint?
Well, it wasn't the most expensive stuff in the world, and that could...
I know what you're going... Oh, I know this story.
You do know this story, because I think you knew me at one of the times I did it. Because basically, I used to just get a black shirt, rip the sleeves off, and then cover my arms and face in... And not my legs, because, you know, they aren't on show, so that's fine. In green paint. Yeah. Now, one of the ones that I did one year was, it wasn't very good stuff, and it also was quite glittery, which I didn't realise until I put it on, so I was like a glittery, I don't even know what I was.
You were
like,
Sparkle Hulk.
Was I like a Hulk, was I like a Frankenstein, I'm not really sure.
You were just a thing.
Yeah, zombie, maybe, I don't know. Yeah. No. And I was just there, and I just remember being like a sparkly, like, Hulk. And then it took 3 weeks for all the paint to come off. So I was going to...
Weren't you yellow? Didn't it stain your skin yellow for a while?
Yeah, it went yellow for about 3 weeks afterwards.
I think every time I saw you, I pointed it out.
Yeah, I think everyone thought I was quite ill.
I think people did think you were
for
ill,
a while.
Yeah.
But what is your favourite Halloween costume? Get in touch and let us know. You can get in touch in the many different ways on Twitter at SirenFM, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in on 07797 800 716 or send a message if you're listening via our radio player app.
Keep sending in your messages. We love hearing from you and we want to know, why do you love Halloween?
Or hate it.
Or hate it, yes. I know you're listening, Tracy. Let us know why. Maisie, so you say that you have been out as a witch with the bin bag and the mask. What other Halloween costumes have you had?
Well, when I was a teenager, my go-to was pirate because I had a vintage corset I got from the market.
Yeah.
It was a nice one as well, and I haggled it down as well. I was very proud of it. And then I had like this white puffy shirt and then a white skirt and then some leggings. And then occasionally, if I was feeling like I was putting some effort in, I would also, sometimes I think I bought a plastic sword from like Poundland or any other retail stores available. And like I also had like this red scarf that I would tie around my waist and then I would just be a pirate with some boots. It was simple. And I looked good. Yeah. It was a good costume. I like makeshift costumes. I don't like buying costumes because last year for Halloween, I don't know what I was. I don't think there's a name for what I was dressed as, but I was basically like a creepy rag doll. Basically, I had my hair in pigtails. I wore like a sort of Alice in Wonderland style dress with a pinny. And then I did creepy makeup and I put a lot of effort into it. This year, not so much.
The cool thing about doing that is that you, if you don't know what you are, everyone else will work it out for themselves.
I got an awful lot of Alice in Wonderland.
So you get, yeah.
And so
you
I just go, went, yeah, yeah. What, you guys are good.
Yeah, you guys are good.
But the funniest thing for me now is that I'm so not bothered about Halloween this year. Like, I'm excited to go out with my friends and have fun, as long as it's all safe and happy and good. But the issue that I have is that I can't be bothered this year. So what I've done is I bought a cheap mask from somewhere on the high street. Can't remember where. And it's like one of those little lace ones that you see everywhere at the minute.
Yeah.
And then I was going to make a pair of wings, like bat wings. And then I found a pair in Wilko's.
Yeah.
Other retail stores are available for £5 that already did everything. Like they already looked the way that I was going to make them and probably just a little bit more polished because I don't have a sewing machine or anything. So, and then I'm just going to wear the one black dress I have and some black tights. And then that way, at least I'll be warm because I'm going to wear tights.
Yeah, well, like we say, get in touch. Let us know about your favourite Halloween costumes from years gone by. What are you going as this year? Let us know. Now, there's something a little bit different about today's show. Not only were we on late, but Maisie, you have something planned for later on in the show.
I do.
Which is kind of scaring me because for people who don't know, we weren't actually on last week.
Technically, we weren't on last week. There was an issue with the system. We didn't go out, but luckily, you can still find the episode online.
Yes, if you go to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes or follow us on Facebook, there is a link there. Get in touch and we'll send you the link over. But it is out online on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes because there was a little issue with the system. But I was on holiday, that's why I bring this up. And so I've been away for a week and I turn up.
So I get to plan the whole show.
And Maisie, and I come into the house and one of the first things Maisie says to me is, I've got things planned. And I went, what is this?
I even said hello to you. I think I was just like, I have things planned, and also the house has been so tidy while you've been away.
And Maisie was like, but I can't tell you until we're on air. So this is quite scary. And then on the way here today, we stopped at a high street
this is
shop.
The best bit. We had to stop at the shops on the way over. I should have really been slightly more prepared,
yes.
But I was really busy yesterday sorting out some actual legitimate work. For university, so I didn't think ahead of time. Either way, we got into the store. I was having an issue at the checkout because I'd bought a restricted item for today.
All I heard was the fact that it was saying you need to show your ID, and I went, "What is this?" Now I'm scared.
I can promise you that it is safe. It is safe that I'm not doing anything dangerous.
Okay.
It's a very simple thing, but I think because I haven't told you what it is, your head's going completely crazy.
It
trying
is.
To figure out what's going
and
on.
And we'll mull it over through this next song. Mm. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
On 107.3 FM, this is Siren FM.
I was working in my lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. My monster from the slab began to rise. Suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The monster mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
He did the monster mash. From the hall of gore in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
He did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
The monster mash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The brain surgeons were all digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The poodle stabbers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
It was a smash.
It caught on in a flash.
The monster mash.
They did the monster mash. Come in, Boris. We always have a guest for breakfast. Come in, Horace. We always have a breast for breakfast. Igor, have you watered the brains today, Igor?
That laughing is way creepier than I remember it being.
It is. So that was Monster Mash. We are listening to Siren 107.3 FM. We're getting into the Halloween spirit here this morning for Sunday breakfast.
But not everyone is in the Halloween spirit, Kai.
No, they're not. We've had a few messages in from people who say that they're not really into Halloween, which we must point out is okay.
Oh, no.
There is nothing wrong with that. You are more than welcome to listen to the rest of the show. We're not going to, you know, cut off your feed. So let's get into some of the people that have said, because we've got an email in, I believe.
We have had an email in from Christopher Clarkson, who does On Topic and Word Perfect here on Siren FM.
Which, let me point out, he mentions in his email.
Oh, he
and
does.
That is why we're mentioning it. Go ahead, Maisie.
And he has said, hi. I could not stand Halloween now as an adult. I look back and I think it's just a money-making scheme we took from Americans and that you are essentially begging. I don't like it, but I am more than happy to give sweets out, etc. I just don't celebrate it myself.
Now, I can sort of see where he's coming from. Because
this is the thing that I had a lot of people say to me over the past couple of weeks when we've been talking about it, is that they don't like the quote-unquote begging aspect.
Yeah. Now, I grew up as quite... And Maisie knows this because she's known me since I was 16. I grew up as quite a pessimistic teenager. You know,
I was... just a pessimistic, just
adult.
A being.
Yeah. No, but actually, I've changed over the past sort of 12 to 18 months. I feel I've become a little bit more positive about the world,
yeah.
and a bit more like, yeah, let's believe in things.
When you say it like that, no one's going to believe you.
I know. Oh, but honestly, I have. Like, I used to be really, really pessimistic about stuff like this. And I'd be like, oh, it's a... Because I'm from Yorkshire. And I can't say Yorkshire without sounding really Yorkshire. I'm from Yorkshire, and that means that I'm tight.
Please stop.
If I've got no, I'm going really Yorkshire.
Okay, you really need to explain to people who might not understand what that means.
What, tight?
Yeah, I don't think everyone sees that as a cheapskate kind of euphemism.
Yeah, it means that I just didn't want to. I very rarely opened my wallet.
Yeah, this isn't a purely Yorkshire thing. People in the South can be quite strict with money as well.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it's just that in the sort of overly exaggerated versions of North and South, we always consider the South to be richer because it's more expensive to live there.
Well,
if anything, that makes you more likely to have less money.
People in the South spend all their money on coats and umbrellas, things that us Northerners don't use. Oh, come on, that deserved a laugh.
No, it doesn't.
So anyway, yeah, I was quite pessimistic as a teenager, and I was a bit like, oh, yeah, this is just a waste of money. Why do we do this? It doesn't really mean anything. But actually now I'm sat there going, you know what, it's quite fun. And I was never a massive fan of going out and trick-or-treating and going to parties and stuff like that when I was a kid, but I did enjoy... I do actually enjoy the sort of staying in and giving the sweets out.
Yeah, well, that's it. You thrive when you're around sort of a younger generation.
Yeah,
because there's something about you that just screams teacher.
Oh, cheers. I thought you were going to say, like, children's entertainer or something. But
oh, that too. But no, you,
I don't know.
You have
which
a, sort of an older brother presence.
Yeah,
whenever
I like,
you're around people younger than you.
Let's face it, right? I do this. It's just performing again. Every time you open the door, it's like, you know.
To be fair, last year when we were doing it, I was happy to just open the door and go, oh, hello, don't you all look nice? Give them sweets. You reacted to them.
Yeah, of course I did.
Every time.
Yeah.
And I was just stood there going, just give them the sweets.
So actually, I think I've become a lot more positive since I've moved to Lincoln. I think it's the Brayford.
Something about the fumes.
Yeah, something about the fumes around the Brayford. It's
the wildlife making you a bit cheery.
Let's go back to the point. So people are negative about Halloween, and I can see your point. And like he says that it is an American thing that's been brought over here, and maybe it's one of those things where people go on.
Sorry, yeah, carry on.
No, maybe it's one of those things where people go, oh, I don't really understand. I don't really understand why we have to take on these American ideas of holidays.
Yeah, but these are probably still the same people who watch American shows, maybe celebrate Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And, you know, a traditional Christmas, the way that it tends to transpire, is still slightly Americanized. It's one of those things where, because the two cultures are so synonymous with each other. And it's not because we're taking things from America, and it's not because America are taking things from us. It's because, you know, jointly, we could essentially be the same country sometimes.
Did you know that in America, I believe this is true, if I'm remembering this wrong, I'm sorry, in America, they don't have Christmas crackers.
They don't, and I think they should. They would love them.
Because I've got a friend who is a big Doctor Who fan. He lives in America, and they were mentioning about Christmas crackers on there, and he's going, what are these things? And I was like, I didn't know that that wasn't a thing in America. But back to the Halloween thing, Tracy, Sunday Girl, has got in touch and said, because I've been badgering her all morning, if you've been listening. And she said, I'm sorry, Tracy. And she said, I just don't feel it. I don't like horror films, and it's just one big outdoorsy horror film now.
She has a point. I mean, this is the thing. There's having a little bit of innocent fun, and then there's taking it way too far.
Yes, as we've seen this year with the whole clown thing, and that's one thing that my dad has struggled with this year, in that for months he has been planning as going, is it Pennywise? the Clown?
Possibly.
I think it's from the Chucky films. I'm not entirely sure because I've never seen them. But my dad's been wanting to go as Pennywise for months. He's got the full costume. He loves it.
Yeah, he's been working on it.
Yeah. And then all this stuff with the clown phase has sort of gone, well, you know what, he can't do it anymore. But he did do it the other night, actually. He went to a party, but he did say he wasn't going to wear the mask outside. He was only going to wear it. He didn't wear it on the way there. He just wore it when he went inside. But yeah, I think it's been a shame, has the whole clown thing. But we talked about that the other week.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people find clowns inherently... I want to see some studies on this, and I'm sure studies have been done on this. I want to understand why people don't like clowns. And I'm one of them. This is why I'm so interested. I hate them.
Yeah.
And I know that I have family who hate them, who are genuinely terrified of them, almost phobic-like, but not quite. And I don't get it. I don't understand why I don't like them. And I can understand not liking the ones who are deliberately scary.
Yeah.
But just general ones I don't like either.
Because you don't like the... Because I have a clown in my room.
I hate that thing.
I have...
It's terrifying.
It's a model, but it was given to me by like a good friend who was a clown. He was a children's entertainer. And
it's like a mannequin.
Yeah.
And that might be why I'm scared of it. I also don't like puppets.
Is there anything that you don't... I think it's just you don't like me.
I like puppies and kittens. That's what I like. But this is the thing. Clowns are creepy. Like, just hands... And it's not the genuine clowns who make their living through clowning. I'm guessing they're lovely because they want to make people happy.
Yes.
But it's just something about the aesthetic...
Yeah.
That's really creepy, and I think it is because I've seen so many creepy clown, like purposefully creepy clowns, and it's just tainted the whole thing.
Yeah, I can see what you're going with there. And if you've got any opinions on Halloween, what you're getting up to this year, get in touch and let us know. It's 8:41.
Yes, the you're getting very confused.
My
today.
Clock hasn't changed on my iPad. It's gone back 2 hours. I don't know how that's happened.
Your iPad's gone back 2 hours?
Yeah, because I put it back manually and then it went back automatically.
Other tablet products are available.
It's 8:42 now here in Lincoln this morning. It's 13 degrees outside. It's going to be highs of 13 degrees throughout today. And it's going to be very thick cloud, but there is no reported rain, which is a good thing. So a cloudy day.
It was raining when we were on our way here. It was misty.
But it seems to have cleared up by now. Just look out the window. That's the best way to do these weather forecasts. And the sun will be setting early this evening. Remember that at 4:33 p.m.
Really?
Yes,
wow.
Very early. So we are going to go into another song now. And then when we come back from this, Maisie's going to tell us all about what she's been planning this morning, which I have no idea about.
It's not as scary as you think it is.
Stay tuned to Siren FM. Listening to Siren 107.3 FM for a very spooky Sunday breakfast here with Squabblebox.
Yes, that was This Is Halloween by Marilyn Manson, a cover of one of my favourite songs from a stop-motion animation.
There was that little bit in there, Maisie, where you're going, there's that little bit of tone in your voice where you're going, yes, that's a cover. I prefer the original.
I do prefer the original. But this is the thing that I get really annoyed at. This the actual movie, Nightmare Before Christmas, which that song is originally from, is not a Halloween movie.
All right.
Now, you're either... Now, there's three places to be on this spectrum. Nightmare Before Christmas, a Tim Burton classic.
Yes.
You either think it's a Halloween movie, a Christmas movie, or both.
Right.
A lot of people will go both, because it technically has both in it. But the Halloween bit is only the first 5 minutes of the film, and then the rest of it is about Christmas.
I've heard that a lot of people say that it's Christmas.
It's a Christmas film. It's even got Christmas in the title, because you know where the title comes from.
No.
It's a play on the classic children's story Night Before Christmas.
Ah, right. Yeah, of course. Now, we're getting to this part of the show now where...
You're looking so nervous.
I want to take you back. For people who don't know what's going on, Maisie's got something planned. So I want to take you back to 2004. Any fans of Saturday Night Takeaway, Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway, mm-hmm. where they did a segment called... What's next? Now, this was a segment where the producers on the show planned something for Anton Deck, and they had no idea what was going to happen. They performed on Stars in Their Eyes. They played Countdown. They even did some German bottom dancers. They were called where they slapped each other's bottoms. And now I am going to go through that same situation.
It's not as bad as German, whatever the hell you just said.
Yep. So so just like they did, I will take out my earpiece, turn off the auto cue if we had one. And Maisie, what's next?
Okay. Well, this Halloween, the house we live in has no windowsills, so we can't put pumpkins up.
Okay.
And we also can't have candles as well. So jack-o'-lanterns are completely out of the question traditionally.
Yeah.
But I had an
student
idea.
Student living, ladies and gentlemen.
I had an idea a couple of days ago, and I think this would be a perfect alternative. And it's not a new idea, it's just a craft idea.
Okay.
I've got two polystyrene pizza little thing. You know the things that pizzas come on, the little polystyrene circles?
Yeah.
I painted two of those orange, and I think during this break, me and you are going to go head-to-head, make our own jack-o'-lanterns with the craft tools that I have with me that I had to go get this morning.
This is a really, really bad time to tell you that I have a massive fear of polystyrene.
Why?
I hate polystyrene.
Well, then this
but
is
I will do
super
it.
Halloween-y.
I will do it.
It's not proper polystyrene. It's like foam.
Oh, okay.
It's more like foam than it is like polystyrene.
All right, yeah. I was just there like, oh no.
So the idea being that we'll stick them on like on the windows.
All right, yeah,
in our house,
cool.
And then the light from our windows will shine through them like they're the jack-o'-lanterns.
So we're going to do that during the break going into the news then.
So yeah, just to give context, the restricted item was a pair of scissors. I only have one pair.
Right.
So I've bought you your own pair of scissors.
You have to be ID'd for scissors.
Yeah, you have to be, I think, 16 plus.
Well.
For scissors.
Well, I'm sure that means... Do you really look 16?
No, but I was doing the self-checkout.
Ah, of course,
so
yeah.
How's the checkout going to know?
Take it as a compliment. So we are Squabblebox. We're talking all about Halloween today. You can get in touch. Let us know all about your plans for tomorrow night. Maybe you're doing something this evening. At Siren FM on Twitter. Let us know also about your favourite Halloween past stories as well. At Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
But I think it's time to go off into a couple of songs now before the news. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We have run back here. If you want to follow us on Facebook, you can do www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren, where we have been streaming live our making of arts and crafts. It's been interesting, hasn't it, Maisie?
Yeah, I didn't realise just how scared of polystyrene you are.
I really don't like polystyrene, I've told you that. You can find out more. We'll share the live video on Facebook after we finish as well. But we are live on Siren 107.3 FM now, and we are talking all about Halloween. So, Maisie, how do you feel that your arts and craft has been going so far?
Mine's looking great.
Yeah.
I went for a more traditional pumpkin look.
For people who are just tuning in after 8 o'clock today, after 9 o'clock today, you will know that, well, yes, the clocks have gone forward, back. You should have, we're in a world where technology is to a place where the phones and stuff should just all do it automatically
anyway.
I think mine did. So we are talking all about Halloween today. We've been making these arts and crafts. Maisie didn't tell me that we were going to do this, but basically we are making pumpkins out of polystyrene.
2D pumpkins.
And you can find out more by going to www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren. I'll share the video on that after it finishes. So let's go. Should we go into another song, Maisie? We'll finish off our pumpkins. We'll give us 3 minutes to finish them off.
Okay.
And then we will come back. We'll talk about them more. And we'll talk all about your thoughts on Halloween. You can get in touch in the many different ways at Siren FM on Twitter. studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. Now we're going into another song now. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Siren 107.3 FM.
Listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your Sunday breakfast team, Squabblebox. And it is 9:14, something like that.
Yeah, it's 9:14. It's just gone 9:14.
So we are doing a bit of arts and crafts in the studio this morning.
We've made a mess, but it is going to be cleaned up.
Yeah, it is. So as it's a Halloween special today, Maisie decided to bring in, and I'm blaming all of Maisie if this has gone wrong, she would bring in some polystyrene, which I hate, circles, and we have made pumpkins. Now, we have got a great presenter in here with us to do the judging. This is Chris, who presents On Topic and Word Perfect here on Siren FM. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm all right. I think you actually mentioned that earlier as well.
Yeah, you mentioned it in the email. We'll keep mentioning it. Because
this is the thing. Chris was doing something on the computer. We've dragged him out of the office to come judge our pumpkins.
Now, for people who want to follow along, we will put up the photos on the Facebook fan page. You can go to it now, www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren. Now, Chris... Do we need to explain the meaning behind our pumpkins here, Maisie?
If you want to, if your pumpkin has a backstory,
would you like to just describe my pumpkin, Chris? I bet you didn't think you'd be doing this on a Sunday morning.
Right, well, it's not at all scary, let's put it that way, for a Halloween.
A jack-o'-lantern supposed to be scary?
Well,
it's friendly.
It's for Halloween.
Okay. So that's Chris's judging criteria, is whether or not they're going to be scary.
Yeah.
You have to remember, these are going to be put, like, on our windows.
I mean, it's scary how bad it looks.
What if I told you that it was a possible candidate for the White House?
No!
That makes it more scary, and I see the resemblance.
Also, you know what's scary to me? Look at the amount of... That's my wool.
I want to know how much that's cost.
I'll work it out and send you an invoice.
Well, I just saw the orange and I thought, well...
No, shush.
It does surprisingly look like him.
Don't say that.
I've even drawn on the tiny hands.
No, stop it. You're going to get us in trouble.
So if you want to hear more of my more unbiased opinions of the election coverage, you can tune in on Tuesday evenings, 7 till 9pm on Siren 107. 7.3 FM for the US election coverage. We will be covering it live on the 8th of November when the results are coming in. So, Maisie, over to yours.
I think purposely for that, you should make one of the other
both
US presidential candidates.
For consistency and to make it very clear that it's not biased.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, of
course. You should make one of the other person as well.
Or the other candidate. Okay, this one's mine, Chris. I'll just pass it over. It's your more traditional pumpkin.
Yes. It's very minimal.
Let's get a photo for the...
Yeah, but sometimes less is more.
Mm.
So I'll get a photo of that for the Facebook fan page, and these will be going up very, very shortly.
I wonder if you can guess whose is whose.
I wonder if you can guess whose is whose. So we're talking...
Mine's got a little bit of bling, though.
Yeah,
I've got diamond eyes.
So we're talking all about Halloween today. This was a great idea for radio, Maisie, wasn't it?
It was, because now it's interactive, because you can go on our Facebook page and find the videos of us making them during our last break.
Yes, you can. So, Chris, what's your opinion on... Well, you gave your opinion on Halloween. We heard that earlier on in the show. Did you ever go trick-or-treating as a kid?
As a kid, yeah. And then, like I said in the email, I sort of looked back. I look back on it now, and I'm like, it is sort of begging, because, I mean, I know people, especially a lot of older people, that... sort of hide away at Halloween because they don't want to be pestered, and they know that if they have their lights on, people will see that they're in. And
The rule that my mum always gave me when I went trick-or-treating, and it's the same rule that my friends had and that they've like told their little brothers and sisters as well, is that if there are decorations, then you can go and then you should go knock on that house. If there aren't any decorations, even if the lights are on, leave the house alone.
Mm.
Because anyone who's put decorations out are clearly wanting, like, they're clearly there and they're part of the spirit of the whole thing, whereas someone who hasn't got any decorations probably doesn't want to be a part of it.
Now, Chris, I know where you live. You live on the top of a big hill. Do you think that you'll be getting many trick-or-treaters?
Not at that altitude.
Chris lives at the top of Steep Hill, ladies and gentlemen.
No, he doesn't.
Pretty much.
Oh yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So not to sort of give a pinpoint location of where you'll be on Halloween. Yeah.
You guys were lucky. You're sort of further down the road.
Yeah, well,
whereas
this is the thing.
I'm right at the top.
The issue we had last year was that we forgot, because we lived in student accommodation where people don't trick-or-treat normally. So we had a whole year without trick-or-treating. And then last year, when we were in a residential area of Lincoln, we had so many kids, and a lot of them were in big groups as well. We ran out of sweets very quickly because we only got bought like one pack. And we ended up giving out Werther's Originals to the children.
To be honest, last year I lived in the same flat and I didn't really see that many children going around. So I don't know if it's because it's quite a student-based area.
Yeah, well,
see, Lincoln.
We used to live quite far out from the campus.
We lived right by a school.
We also live near the school district, so that might be why.
So we should have been more prepared because there was a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And like you say,
we'd only been living there for about 2 months at the time.
True.
So
it's always good to be prepared.
So we're talking all about Halloween today. Let us know about your favourite Halloween memories and go to our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/squabblebox on siren. Search for Squabblebox, you'll find us, and you can vote and let us know which is your favourite pumpkin that we have put up there, myself and Maisie making them during the news break. But you're listening to Siren 107.3 FM. Get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter, studio@sirononline.co.uk on the email, or Maisie.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via our Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. Now we're going into another song now, aren't we, Maisie?
We are indeed, and we'll be right back after this.
When I need some affection, you're not there, I close my eyes and you lose my recollection. And in one moment, there's my favorite scene taken from the place where I keep my dream. In my heart, in my heart, it's a lovely. The picture in the birthday wallet that you gave to me, but a man can lose a photograph so just in case. I keep your portrait close to me, in a special place.
Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment show, Squabble Box. We're talking all about Halloween this morning. Ooh. Yes, it's Halloween tomorrow. I know the clocks have gone back, but we haven't gone forward a day, don't worry.
We're not that disorientated, even though Kai keeps saying the wrong hour.
I do. So we are talking all about Halloween. You can get in touch, let us know about all your Halloween past thoughts. And Maisie, have you ever been in a house of horrors?
Now, yeah, this is something I wanted to talk to you about. I've been in like roller coaster haunted houses.
Yes.
Which are kind of scary. They're scary in the moment, but retrospectively, when you look back, they're not that scary. But there was one thing I did recently, and there's a sort of club slash bar in Lincoln called The Scene. It's a fantastic place. I went there for my birthday a couple years ago, and I went there for Halloween last year with a bunch of people from a society I joined.
Yeah.
And what happened there was that because they've got this whole upstairs space, they turned the upstairs space into like an interactive sort of house of horrors. It wasn't super interactive, but they had people dressed as costumes, so they had actors up there, they had full on like skits and displays all sorted.
All right, yeah.
And it was actually really immersive. Everyone went up in twos, and then you got a badge when you came out saying that you've survived the, I think it was, I can't remember what the actual exhibit or whatever it was called, but you got a little badge, and then at the end it would lead you outside, and there'd be a barbecue.
Oh.
So, and giving away like burgers and stuff, and I think you got I don't know if you got a free burger if you'd gone through the whole thing, or if you just got a discounted one, I can't remember, but I definitely got a burger. I remember that bit. It was so long ago now, I've completely forgotten.
I don't think I've ever actually done a haunted house thing. I've done the little ones at fairgrounds, you know,
it was really fun.
And stuff.
The only problem is I got unimmersed for like a moment because one of the scenes that they'd set up was like a guy in a giant rabbit suit.
Yes.
And this was during the whole Five Nights at Freddy's phase. So sort of big scary animals were kind of popular at the time. And the thing that happened to us was I was going through and I ended up getting so scared of this giant rabbit that I ran, instead of running the direction I was supposed to go, I started running away through the wrong door, and the guy had to break character and go, no, that way. And he had to point me and almost like lead me in the right direction.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
And that was right at the end as well.
I've never done it. I think it's something that I would like to do. I have some friends, actually, because I'm on the drama course here in Lincoln, and it's where they train the fire brigade.
Yeah.
Here in Lincoln, at the training grounds, they actually have a Halloween night, and I think it's on this weekend, actually. And they were looking for, basically, they looked for loads of drama students to come in and perform and be zombies.
Yeah,
and basically chase everyone around.
Every year, someone in Lincoln tries to do a zombie walk or a zombie event.
Yeah.
And it normally never pans out the way they want it to, because a lot of the time it's because they have more actors than they do people who want to be.
Well, apparently the one at this fire brigade, which is set up with the university as well, the university provides the drama students to go and chase people as zombies, and apparently that one was really, really successful last year.
Because zombie walks, you have to have so many very certain rules, because you can't have any physical contact. And there are even some people who, when they're playing the survivors, they take it too far.
Yeah.
And they will bring weapons, normally toy weapons, but damage can still be done with them. So, like, a Nerf gun at close range will hurt. Same with, like, a rubber knife will still hurt you if you're hit with it. And I think the whole point is that it's, like, it's basically one of those things where the zombies actually don't bite you. A lot of the time they'll just touch you, and if they touch you on the shoulder, that's it.
Yeah.
You're out. Because it's basically a really elaborate game of tag, from what I've heard. I don't know if it's different depending on where you go.
I think I'd like to do it. It's something that's on like a bucket list.
Would you want to be the survivor or the zombie?
Oh, I think I'd quite like to be the zombie.
See, this is the thing. I would be survivor, because then I know I'll fail quite quickly. Because I'm not very fast.
So why would you want to be the survivor then?
Because then I get to do both. Because once you're touched, you get to be the zombie.
Oh,
so that way you
right.
get best of both worlds.
You get the best of both worlds. Sorry. Wow, we've had a strange show this morning, making pumpkins out of polystyrene, singing Hannah Montana, and the Monster Mash. What else can we get from a Halloween special? Well, let's find out.
There's been no scares.
Halloween movies, we touched on a couple earlier.
Yeah.
Scary movies, never really been my thing. What is your opinion on scary movies, horror movies, Halloween movies?
I like gentle Halloween movies. So you get your sort of vaguely Halloween themed movies that aren't actually scary. They're sort of the ones that you make for kids, basically. Yeah. So like Nightmare Before Christmas, pretty much any Disney original movie about Halloween.
Yeah.
I used to love Halloween Town.
All right.
Because that was a whole movie franchise that had spin-offs and everything. It was really quite bizarre. But I'm not super into horror.
No, neither am
I. It's not a genre I'm really into, but I can appreciate its significance because it is a really huge genre, and a lot of the time you get really good... But I think the problem is that there's a spectrum of very good films in the horror genre and then incredibly bad ones, and they don't really weigh... The good ones kind of weigh the bad ones up a bit, and some are so bad that they end up being iconically good.
I went to see... I don't really go to see it. I love telling people when they go, oh, what horror films have you seen? I went to go see The Woman in Black.
Yeah, people that's, go, not, doesn't
that's not a horror film. I tell you what, there are some scary moments in it, though.
Yeah, but that sort of jump scares. It's not creepy, psycho thrillers.
No, I'm not a fan.
I've seen a couple of the really iconic ones. I think I've seen Psycho, which I don't know whether you'd consider a scary movie.
Yeah.
And I saw last year for the first time Nightmare on Elm Street. And the thing is, it doesn't really hold that well. Because at the time, it had all these practical effects and it looked really good. But when you look at it retrospectively, that it doesn't really age too well.
Yeah.
All of the makeup kind of looks as fake as it was, and there's this one bit with a fake tongue.
All right.
And it doesn't look particularly realistic now. Although, you know, we were watching it in HD and it had been remastered and stuff, so it probably looked a lot better in the 80s. And it's got a young Johnny Depp in it, which is hilarious to me.
Fair enough.
But this is the thing, I watched it and I got so... I didn't get, super immersed, but... And it did genuinely scare me. I actually did find it a little bit harder to get to sleep that night. But the interesting thing I found is that I actually really started getting interested in the lore. And because Jack, who lives with us, knows the lore quite well, I was just asking him... For the rest of the evening, I was asking him tons of questions about Freddy.
All right.
And I just got real interested in it.
Now, I've just seen, for people who don't know, earlier on we were making pumpkins of polystyrene pumpkins. Well, I made mine of Donald Trump. So, and we like to be balanced here on Sunday Breakfast Squabble Box.
Yes.
So I'm going to talk about the other presidential candidate, and that is Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
Because two well-known celebrities have dressed up as Bill and Hillary Clinton for Halloween. I'm going to show Maisie the photo, then I'm going to share it on Facebook. Can you see who that is, Maisie?
I'm trying to. Did you say it was a famous couple?
Yes. Well, I don't know whether they're a couple, actually, but it's two famous celebrities. That shows how out of touch I am with pop culture.
I can't quite tell from that picture.
It is amazing, because that is... Orlando Bloom and Katy Perry.
No.
Yes. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook fan page, so you can go to www.facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren to find out more.
This is one thing I want to talk about.
Yes.
And only briefly, is there are some Halloween costumes that are just really messed up.
Really?
Yeah. Then there, a lot of them are taking sort of current social issues or current news stories that can be... considered tragic or possibly even just unfair, and they're making costumes out of it. And there's been a lot of stuff happening in 2016. It's been a very strange year where there seems to have been more tragedy in 2016 than we're used to, which includes an awful lot of very dear celebrities who have died.
Yeah.
And also an awful lot of news stories which people have been trying to replicate through costume.
Yeah. We're not going to go into them, but
I don't want to describe them, but I'm basically like, if I see anyone out dressed like that, I'm going to be so disappointed. Yeah.
This is a public service warning to everyone out there. Please, don't be an idiot this Halloween.
Don't be unnecessarily unkind.
Halloween is mainly for the children.
And if you're out there
dressed as a clown, right, other years it might have been okay, but it's probably not the best idea to be out and about in the streets dressed as a clown.
Like, we can't tell you what to do, but we're just saying it's whatever happens to you, like, it's on your head.
Yeah.
Is all I'm going to say.
So we've had a few votes, Maisie, on our pumpkins, which you can find by going to the Facebook fan page.
I did forget it was supposed to be a competition.
Yep. We have Francesca from Lincoln says, I vote Maisie's.
Yeah.
Owen from Lincoln says he votes for Maisie too. And Chris, who was just in with us earlier on, said, if I'm going on scariness and originality, it has to be Kai's. If I'm going on best as a lantern, I'm going Maisie's.
Yeah.
So I don't know what...
I think that means I win.
Really? Does that mean you win?
I think that means I win.
Well, let's see what everyone else says throughout the week. Because remember, if you want to listen back to this show or any of our others, you can find us on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. We're talking all about Halloween. Get in touch at SirenFM on Twitter, studio@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can always text in on 077 97 800 716, or send a message if you're listening via the Radio Player app.
We're going to go into another song now, and this is Rod Stewart, I believe, with The First Cut is the Deepest. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
If you want, I'll try to love again.
Rod Stewart with The First Cut is the Deepest. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. We are Squabblebox. Now, we are talking all about... we're talking all about Halloween today here on Siren FM. And yes, it's time to talk a bit more about trick-or-treating, Maisie.
Yes.
It is. So, trick-or-treating, it's been... like you say, it's something that I did when I was a kid. I haven't done it for many years, but I did like taking my... I then took my stepbrothers trick-or-treating, I remember, a couple of years later. And I remember just really, really... I remember loving it. What's the best thing that you got whilst you were trick-or-treating?
Well, there was this house on my street where they gave away full goodie bags with crisps, with like pick and mixes, with lollipops. It was like a whole bag per person, and it was lovely. And but the problem was that to get to the house you had to go through a gate, and I, being a very conscientious child, was told don't go through people's gardens. So I stayed at the gate, and then watched all of my friends go down, and they were all like, oh no, it's fine, it's fine, it's fine. So they went down, and then this lady came out and started shouting at them in a Halloween costume. She started shouting in a Halloween costume, and I got really scared and started running away. And then my friends came to find me around the corner, and they had these bags of treats.
Yeah.
And then they, oh, I can't remember what happened after that. They had these bags of treats, and they got on one especially for me because they told her, we had a friend who didn't want to come into your garden.
Oh, no.
Sorry for the feedback that we just had.
We're just having some technical issues, yeah, but we're sorted now. It's sorted now, yeah. So, Maisie, like you say, you had that idea. I remember that the best thing that I ever got was, I remember one woman coming over to me and saying that she... we went over to her house and we knocked on the door and I was there with my stepbrothers and they gave me a a full bag of Haribos.
Aww.
And they turned around and went, here's a full bag of Haribos. Can you not go to the next three houses, please, because they're old ladies on their own? And we went, and can you tell everyone else, please? So we went, yeah, sure.
So she gave you the equivalent of what they might have given you, just to make sure that no one bothered
pretty much,
them.
Yeah, which was
lovely.
Really nice. And I remember the worst thing that I ever got was probably the worst, because it was getting to the end of the night. I think I was like 11 or 12 years old, maybe 11, yeah. And they brought me a bag of Walker's Marmite crisps.
Oh.
We knocked on the door and they
A full bag,
and they went, oh no, we've got nothing left. So they went and got me a bag of Walker's crisps. She gave someone an apple and some... a bag of Walker's crisps and someone 20 pence, and we were there like, we don't have to give us anything, and they were like, no, we want to.
Oh, bless them. That's lovely, because I have two. I have one, the worst thing I was given once trick-or-treating, and then I have the worst thing that I had given someone while trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
Basically, there was one year where we went to a house and it was getting quite late, and I think they were in the middle of dinner, but my friends... the same friends who went through someone's garden after when the gate was closed decided to go knock on their door anyway. And this guy was very disgruntled, so he just gave everyone an extra strong mint each.
He got
a packet of extra strong mints and just gave everyone one so that we would go away.
That's brilliant.
The worst thing that happened when I was giving out sweets trick-or-treating was me and my sister were home on our own, and it wasn't that late. And we were, I think we must have been... in high school by then. And I think my mum and dad were probably like at my dad's allotment or something.
Okay, yeah.
Probably avoiding trick-or-treaters. And so me and my sister were handing out, we had one big bucket of sweets and we were handing them out, but we got rid... but because everyone on my street gathers in huge crowds, we ran out very quickly, especially because the guy... Now, when you're taking kids trick-or-treating, do you accept sweets? Do you take sweets?
No, not really.
See, this is the thing. Everyone who we went to, all the kids would get like a packet of sweets each, and then the teenagers who were like taking them around would expect it as well. So we ran out really quickly, and my sister got really stressed out because people were still coming. So she went to our big jar of coppers that we had in the living room.
Oh.
And she just sort of evened out 5p.
In
coppers, and started giving them out to kids, and they would get... I'm surprised our house was intact after that night. I was expecting people, they just don't answer the door.
Like, I know where you live. I'm surprised your house is intact anyway.
No, honestly, this is the thing. People say that the street that I live on is rough. It's really not.
Yeah, I know.
This is the problem. It's mostly families, so we get lots of young kids coming around trick-or-treating.
So we made some pumpkin lanterns here in the studio this morning. If you want to find out more, go to our Facebook page. But have you ever made an actual pumpkin?
Oh, tons of times.
What's the best one that you made? Have you ever seen one or someone else has made that you've seen? What's the most amazing one?
A lot of people I'm friends with on Facebook have been posting some really impressive ones. There's one on our street. It's a little silhouette of a cat, but it's not fully carved. They've taken the sort of skin away so that it shines through the sort of like the membrane of the pumpkin. So that looks really cool. I like the really simple ones. I'm not super into the very overly grotesque ones.
Yeah.
Although I think the pumpkin that's throwing up, I do find hilarious every time.
I remember that I do like those pumpkins. They're always funny.
Yeah, I like it when people try and add a little bit of humour without being too grotesque.
I remember someone that I knew made an Elvis Presley one.
Aww.
And it looked it was really, really impressive.
Oh, so it was like a super realistic one.
Yeah, really realistic. I also saw someone last year, a friend of mine on Facebook, made a Cinderella one.
Aww.
And it was like... Cinderella in her ball gown, and everything else was lit up behind her. So they carved it out except for just her in the ball gown. It looked really, really cool.
Yeah, see, I've had the thing that I tried to do, because I've tried to do that thing where you sort of like scrape away the skin and then leave a little bit to shine through.
Yeah.
I tried it on this. Now, my dad has an allotment where he grows huge pumpkins. Like the one that he brought home weighed more than I did. It was a huge thing. Me and my friend had gotten together. We were going to do this pumpkin, going to do the thing. It took us ages to scoop out all of the stuff. And then we started carving it, and I thought, oh, I'll be really sophisticated and I'll do the whole sort of semi-carve thing where you've got the little bit shining through. And ended up just putting a giant hole in the back.
Oh, no.
So then we decided, okay, well, so we'll just carve the face like normal. So we put one eye that was a star, one eye that was a moon, and then just a smiley face. But it didn't work because there was a giant hole in the back.
What do you think, just to finish off today's show, because we are coming to the end of today's show,
yes,
what do you think
are.
Is the most popular Halloween costume that's going to be around this year?
Okay, I'm getting annoyed with people saying it's Harlequin.
I think it is going to be Harley Quinn.
So what? This is the thing that's really been irritating
me. I'm not saying that
me.
It's a problem. I'm just saying I think yeah. that's what it's going to be.
I can understand why a lot of people would dress as it. It's a very iconic costume. Even if, like, a lot of people didn't agree with the costume because it doesn't really fit in with the character. But Margot Robbie's performance was still very good, and she's still a really good character, even if people didn't like the movie, which is yeah. a popular opinion at the minute. And the interesting thing is that it is a reason. It's an iconic look, and before Suicide Squad, nobody went around saying, oh, you're dressed as the Joker, that's so unoriginal. Because I see about 20 of them a year. There's always a Joker at a party. And the thing that's really irritating me is, so what if a lot of people dress like that? A lot of people dress like ladybugs and witches, but no one has a go about that. So why are people getting so specifically annoyed about this one costume?
I love that. Yeah, so if you want to go dress as Harley Quinn, you dress as Halloween.
Any generation, you can go as a Suicide Squad one if you want, or you can go as the original comic book one. Don't be so heated about it. It's just a costume.
I went to a birthday party last night in costume as Rey Mysterio, the wrestler.
A costume that you made in 5 minutes.
I know. And it was Sarah's birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah, it was 2 days ago, your birthday.
Happy birthday!
And the most amazing thing was I walked in and I went over to her.
You were
her.
Late.
Not only did she not know who I was under the mask at first.
So she didn't even know it was you.
until like 10 minutes, 15 minutes after I arrived. I'd given her a present and everything. Not only did she not realise who it was, which I'm quite, you know, there's not many people around here with my accent. And then, even then, she didn't know who the person I was meant to be was Aww. In the costume.
Well, that's happened to us before, because we had charity days at our college.
Yes.
That were around about Halloween anyway, where people would dress up and give money to charity. It was a great, great fun. And the funny thing is that when we were doing drama, because we had a drama lesson that day, me and you,
yeah.
and our teacher went round everyone and called them by their, and sort of referred to them by their costumes, but she didn't know who me and you were.
Oh, no.
Because you weren't really wearing a costume. You were wearing a onesie, and I was dressed as a video game character, and she didn't know who it was. So everyone else got their sort of thing called out, and she just turned to me and went, person wearing the cape.
So, you have been listening to Sunday Breakfast here on Siren 107.3 FM. If we've learned anything today, it's that
Kaya's scared of polystyrene.
Kaya's scared of polystyrene.
Dress up as whatever costume you like, as long as it's not a creepy clown that's intended to scare people.
And pumpkins are quite good when they are when they look like presidential candidates.
One thing to tell you, if you're doing real pumpkin carving, don't throw away the pumpkin insides. Make pumpkin pasties because they're delicious.
And let's have a look at what else is on for the rest of the day. Stay tuned to Siren FM for Tracy with Sunday Girl, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. today. Then later this afternoon, Take to the Stage takes to the airwaves at 2 p.m. till 3 p.m. Going into this evening, we have Sorry for the Inconvenience at 5 till 7, and then back to the 90s, playing some of the biggest 90s anthems from 7 till 9 p.m. And then finishing off the night is Sean Doyle with Native Radio, 9 p.m. till 11 p.m. But we have been your Sunday breakfast team, Squabblebox, here on Siren 107.3 FM. Tune in tomorrow for Legends on Siren FM, where we're having a Halloween special paying tribute to Michael Jackson. But for now, I think it's the end of today's show, isn't it, Maisie?
I think it is indeed. Have a happy and very safe Halloween, and we will see you right here next week.
Let's see if
like your radio local. Tune in to Siren FM 107.3.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox, right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox airs on Siren 107.3 FM, and we encourage you to check out all the other great shows on the station by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. You can also find out more about the other great shows on the Trending Topics Network by going to trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you'll find such shows such as One Up Club's Heads Up, All Beer Inside, CFL Easy Picks, Eurovision Showcase, European Uppercut, Fantasy Footy, Lou Chat, Old School at the Movies, The Rasslecast, The Spanish Announce Table, Squabblebox, 10 to 1 if that ever comes back, and The Tut Experience, and I'm sure many, many more. You've been listening to Squabblebox, and we'll see you all right back here next Sunday.